Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that's, you know, I want to turn the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your lifestyle.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid, and did you take lessons?
You're despicable.
Not once you get to know me.
What's that? Remember the guy used to say that? Tommy something or other. Get to know me. You'll love me when you get to know me. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're all listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Thanks for being with me. I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and truly being part of the conversation. Turkey Day. Do you guys, does some of you guys, like, you kind of work into it? Maybe you don't eat the week before. You know, I know you can't eat for the, and you can't not eat for the whole week, but you know what I'm saying. I mean, do you do a workout? Like, some people get ready for running, and what they do is before they start running, you know, they run a little bit at a time, a little bit more. You know what I'm saying? I mean, or do some of you do what I have read this. Do some of you actually do that thing where they overeat, like, a couple of weeks in advance? Yeah, you're getting ready for the fight, if you would. No? Hey, look, I'm just asking. I don't know. Everybody's got different traditions. You know, we don't do... My wife's from the South. We do the turkey and some other stuff, you know, traditional. But I'm Italian. I have to have... If I don't have pasta on the table, it pretty much is not Turkey Day. You know where I'm coming from here? Some of you know exactly where I'm coming from. I've got a couple of cousins and other paisans that listen and watch the show. And, yeah, you can't not have you cannot not have pasta on, because it's a day of Thanksgiving, right? You're giving thanks, and I go through that now. Don't miss the Turkey Day show. I'm not joking. I'm serious. If you have to go back and get it, go back and get it. But don't miss the Turkey Day show, because you're going to love. And I do mean love. You're going to love what we do on Turkey Day. Seriously. We go through the whole meaning. We go through the... Really. So I hope you enjoy it as much as I think I will. I enjoy doing it. But, you know, it is one of those days. I don't know if you get all gooey and stupid on you, but it is one of those days where, you know, you hear me all year long. I joke about Uncle Frank, who may not be around next Thanksgiving. And as much of a pain as he is, you know, you all love him. You know, he loves the family. And I had a friend of mine, not a close friend of mine. I don't want to get all stupid on you, who passed away a couple days ago. And we did a lot in the community together. He definitely had a love for the community. When it came to certain things, we definitely... Now, he wasn't a Democrat and, you know, liberal guy that I couldn't get along with. But we were definitely on a different side of some issues. But overall, he was a good guy. Cared about people. Cared about the community. And I saw him a few weeks ago, and he was fine. Looking forward to the holidays with his family. And matter of fact, just the night before he passed away... He was, you know, working on a fundraiser. He was doing a thing called the Festival of Trees. All the stuff that makes the community better. And he had a massive heart attack and died in the middle of the night. And his poor wife, you know, I could only imagine what that's like. I couldn't know, obviously, but I could only imagine. Good guy, good couple. So you don't know when Uncle Fred... If Uncle Fred may or may not be here next time around. So reach out. Seriously, reach out. Because yeah, I don't know. I'm trying not to get all goofy with you. The other thing I love to tell people around the holidays is don't go get this so much. You know, it's kind of crazy, isn't it, that Thanksgiving comes around. Well, we have like three right in a row, almost 30 days apart, right? You got Halloween. People get stupid on Halloween. They spend, what, hundreds of dollars, maybe even some of thousands, you know, getting their house ready, doing the candy, doing the whole nine yards. And then you get Thanksgiving. And now you're there, you're putting Thanksgiving together. You have food and everything. And there's more, a couple hundred dollars here and there. And then Christmas comes around, and some people have to take a second mortgage on the house to pay the credit card bills afterward. You know what I'm saying? So, don't get stupid. And really, don't get stupid. I'm not trying to be mean. I'm not trying to be in your face. None of that stuff. Just don't be stupid. Your kids will love you whether they get the $1,500 toy or not. I mean, I know this is like, you know, 5 miles, walk to school 5 miles up the hill both ways kind of thing. But I can't even imagine back in the 70s. Me asking my father for, you know, a $50 pair of sneakers. I'm trying to put it in perspective. Some of these kids today, what are the sneakers? $150, $200, $250? That's a lot of money, right? The when we come back from the break, I'm going to play a clip from Jesse Waters. Love what he does, this kind of stuff. He was out asking people about Turkey Day, right? What was Thanksgiving? What was the first Thanksgiving? What did it mean? All this fun stuff. And I thought some of the responses were great. Some of these young people, not quite with it. I'll put it that way. So this hour, we'll have some fun with some of these clips that I love to play. Mark Dice. We're going to talk about the concentration camps in California that they're thinking about shutting down. At least that's what he told the beachgoers. And the beachgoers, matter of fact, he asked the beachgoers, should we keep them open? You know, otherwise, where are we going to put people? And you'd be surprised what the answer was, what the response was. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised. Maybe you wouldn't be surprised at all, but I was. The ignorance that abounds with some people, the ignorance that people have. Why do you answer questions when you don't know the answer? I mean, when you don't know what the question is, are you afraid you're going to look stupid? Do you realize how stupid you look to people like me and others? When you do answer the questions, they have a whole different meaning to them. Yeah, these people think that this is the concentration camp is like a trailer park. For some, it might be. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. We'll be back in a couple of minutes. Don't go far. Really. I will be back. I promise.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed
designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they are able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
What I meant was, if we had a nice bungalow and I came home from work and you were standing by the gate, you came home from work and I was standing by the gate, that's more like it.
We are back. And you are listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. I'm your host, Joe Messina. Always a pleasure to have you on board. And I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, you know, I said I was going to play the Jesse Waters, and I am going to play the Turkey Day thing. And some of you think these are always setups, that none of this could possibly be real. But they are real. There are people. Do it yourself. Randomly ask some friends of yours or their kids certain things about Christmas, certain things about Turkey Day, that kind of stuff. I'm telling you, you're going to be floored. You're not going to believe that these people don't know these answers. I was. So, like I said, we're going to do a whole bunch of these clips this hour. I just have so much fun with them. Take a listen.
What year was the first Thanksgiving?
1642.
1621, somewhere around there.
Around 1821.
Last Thursday, November. Right?
There's a brain surgeon for you, huh? Really, seriously.
What country did the pilgrims come from?
Now, some of these where you hear the long silence, I left it in there on purpose. I know it doesn't play the same on radio as it does TV, but just imagine somebody sitting there trying to figure out. I mean, do you really believe that? Do you really understand there's people out there that don't know where the pilgrims came from?
Denmark, I believe. Am I right? I think it's Denmark.
What country? I'll give you a hint. It was in Europe.
I don't know.
Yeah, British or something?
Yeah.
Somewhere in, like, Europe.
You got it.
Yeah, I got this.
How did the first Thanksgiving go down?
I don't even know.
And you live in Plymouth.
I know.
They got here on Cape Cod at some time, and then Thanksgiving popped out. The Native American.
Now, he was close. They did, you know, they did the Cape and came back around. But Thanksgiving popped out? God, we're not giving birth here, buddy.
They helped out the pilgrims, and the pilgrims wanted to thank them, so they all sat down and had a dinner.
Is Indians an offensive term?
I think it is. Yes.
Now, what did they dine on in the first Thanksgiving?
Best I know, they dined on venison and corn.
They probably had, like, not like chips, you know, like, something like that.
They didn't have chips? Why sit down if they didn't have chips? And they had no football, I'll bet you, too. What do you think? What do you do when you don't have football and you don't have chips? And I'm sure they didn't have lasagna. What kind of Thanksgiving was that?
You know, like, something like that.
Mashed potatoes, yeah.
I don't think they had turkey, mainly vegetables.
The pilgrims were vegetarian.
I'm not sure. I don't know what to say.
The pilgrims were vegetarians. Who knew? Right?
Vegetarian.
I'm not sure.
I don't know what to say.
What boat did the pilgrims come over in?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
What boat did the pilgrims come over in?
The Nina, the Pinta, and the Santa Maria.
That was Christopher Columbus.
Ah!
Something flower. Oh, Mayflower.
Mayflower, yeah.
The Mayflower. Mayflower.
Excellent, just right over yonder.
Yeah.
Why did the pilgrims come from England?
Oh, no.
It was to explore the West.
They wanted to have religious freedom.
The pilgrims were Catholic.
So, I know some of you are sitting there going, well, these, I wouldn't be able to answer these questions. My response would be, why? Most of these questions are A, they're taught in school, right? And B, they have the immigrants coming here have to know the answers to some of these questions. So what is some of this is not that hard. It really isn't. It shouldn't be. Okay, I'm sorry. It shouldn't be that big of a deal. Come on, Jesse, go get them.
Were the pilgrims Muslim?
Maybe. They wanted to seek freedom so they could worship as they wish.
Do you have pilgrim blood in you? Did the Indians and the pilgrims get along?
No.
Then why did they eat together?
If we were killing them and wiping them out, like, you know, you hear somebody say that we wiped out millions of Indians or millions of Native Americans, however they ultimately say it. Yet we learned how to get along with each other. We learned how to eat together. We grew together. We helped each other out. So how? I'm so confused.
The Indian tribe that the pilgrims dined with.
The Wampanoags.
Wampanoags, got it.
Wampanoag.
Something like that.
Wampanoag.
The Cherokees.
Who was Squanto?
Wait.
Was he the one helping with the farming?
He was like the mediator between the pilgrims and the Wampanoag.
Very good.
You know, it's really funny that I wish he had gone down a different road with this to a degree, to a portion. But there were so many things going on. So many things that Thanksgiving is attached to and talked about, and I always just don't get why we don't sit down and explain to our kids what Thanksgiving was about. What is it about? How did it start? See, I love the negative foot that people get off on. Well, you know, after we annihilated X amount of Indians, we sat down and ate. There was even one idiot had written, I think it was on Facebook, or a piece that I read, that said they were celebrating the massacre. Thanksgiving was a celebration of the massacre of 700-plus Indians, their kids and their wives. I never, never, ever, ever see that anywhere. Not even a hint of it. And on top of that, really, you think these Puritans, these pilgrims, you really think that they would celebrate the slaughter of another human being or slaughter or killing of a bunch of other human beings? Seriously? You know, and the Dems who seem to be against prayer everywhere, and not all. I know some of you are with me on there are times when prayer is needed. It's okay for a president. It's okay for whoever to call out for prayer in positions of authority. Just as much as silence or whatever it is you do. I don't even know what you do. So Thanksgiving, even in wartime. Now, I don't know if you know this, but days of Thanksgiving have been observed in America for centuries, right? All the way back to the Pilgrims, yes. But do you know that following the Battle of Lexington and Concord in April 1775, in November of that year, the proclamation was issued urging people, even as war continued, to give thanks for all their blessings. Right? Part of the prayer, or part of it was written in the proclamation. My God. And we'll do more of this inside the break, but devoutly to offer up the unfeigned praises to Almighty God, that the lives of our officers and soldiers have been so remarkably preserved while our enemies have fell before them, that our unnatural enemies, instead of ravaging the country with the uncontrolled sway, are confined within such narrow limits. You know, you look at this stuff, I know, it was before we were a country, so you can't count that. But we'll talk about the Civil War when we get back and what took place then. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Hang out. We got a lot more after the break.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
I'm Jeremy Scott. COVID-19 hospitalizations in California are setting records, up more than 80%. in just the past 2 weeks. A new stay-home order in Los Angeles County begins Monday through December 20th. Health officials say one in every 145 residents of L.A. County are infected. Dr. Jeff Smith, COO of Cedars-Sinai Medical Center, tells KTLA 5.
We are starting to see an increase in the number of COVID patients that are being treated in the emergency room and relief, as well as the ones who are being admitted to the hospital.
According to the Johns Hopkins University, 13 million Americans have tested positive for the virus. Americans are expected to spend $10 billion online by the time Black Friday sales are over. We're expected to buy even more on Cyber Monday, which is the biggest online shopping day of the year. USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
I guess you can sum it up in two words. What's that? Get involved.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board. Appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Hop up on the website, therealsign.com, where you can watch live, listen live. You can take the poll. There's so much you can do up on the website. Now, we are mostly talking about Thanksgiving and things like that going on this week. It's a great week. Remember I told you earlier that the president was able to, when we had the Paris bombings and killings and all that, he was able to let five people go from Gitmo, and nobody really caught on, and now it's old news and nobody really wants to deal with it. Although yours truly reported it that Monday, the first chance I got. So in looking at everything that's going on, going down, whatever, and the there are little stories all over the place about things that are taking place, but I also love how most people... Oh, okay, stop it. Not most people. When I go looking on Facebook for some of these things, and I go to Facebook not because I think it's the end-all, be-all. I go to Facebook because I believe that, you know, when people are spewing and just rambling on, it's their true feelings. They think they're sitting there in a little group among a group of friends, and sometimes that's not the case at all. There's not friends. There's people in there looking to nail you or whatever. So... But people, you know, thanks. Why do I have to thank God? Why do I have to? I don't believe in God. I don't. That's, you know, we shouldn't have a mix of like the president shouldn't say, you know, we're thankful for what we have. We need to thank the Almighty for. He wouldn't do that. So I went back and looked, and you'll have to listen to the actual Turkey Day show to hear some of the prayers that the presidents in the past have given, the speeches that they've given. And I guess the only guy that gets everything right, Mr. Obama, he's the only one that doesn't say you want to thank God or Almighty God or anything like that. He was the only one. But, you know, I know some of you guys feel like he's the end-all, be-all when it comes to knowing, you know, knowing everything about government and that kind of stuff, because he's on your page, so you must know everything. Now, during the Civil War, the current tradition that we know, you know, the annual National Thanksgiving, really was established. The 1863 Thanksgiving Proclamation by President Abraham Lincoln also encouraged Americans to give thanks. You know, with everything going on, he could stop long enough to think about what he had to give thanks for. Now, in the midst of the Civil War, in his writing, he says, in the midst of the Civil War of unequaled magnitude and severity, which has sometimes seemed to invite and provoke the aggressions of foreign states, peace has been preserved with all nations. Order has been maintained, the laws have been respected and obeyed, and harmony has prevailed everywhere, except in the theater of military conflict. Now, during World War II, though over 400,000 Americans lost their lives, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt, the Democrat, issued a Thanksgiving proclamation. And you know what's funny about it? Here was the progressive, a progressive Democrat, who actually sat there on several occasions and asked the country to pray. What do you think of that? You separation of church and state people, especially Democrats who try to take God out of their platform. But Democrats all along have talked about the Almighty. And I love you guys who throw up JFK and you go cherry pick his speeches about the separation of church and state. And him being a Catholic was very sensitive to it. You know why? Anybody? Because at one time, Catholics weren't allowed to hold office. Do you know that? Anybody know the reason? Anybody? Raise your hand. Okay, nobody. Well, the reason Catholics couldn't hold office was because the way the country understood Catholicism, our president would answer to the Pope. That's right. Couldn't have two bosses. Couldn't have the people, couldn't have the Pope. So he was very sensitive to that. And I guess you can't blame him. So anyway, during World War II, even though over 400,000 Americans lost their lives, President Franklin Delano Roosevelt issued a Thanksgiving proclamation for November 1944, asking Americans to be thankful. He said, for the preservation of our way of life. He must have thought our way of life was great. Unlike some today who think it has to be all jacked around and changed around. From the threat of destruction, from the unity of the spirit, which has kept our nation strong, for our abiding faith and freedom, and for the promise of an enduring peace. Right? I at the time, those are great things to reflect on. We're too busy worried about... Yeah, I'm not going to go deep into politics, but there's a lot of people have very little on the table because of the economy. Very little on the table because they don't have a job anymore. Very little on the table. Some of them actually even have to work on Thanksgiving. Have to work on Thanksgiving. Now, from a biblical standpoint, right? The Bible tells us on Thanksgiving you should go kill people of opposite. No. Right? No. Well, I'm just trying to get in line with everybody else who's been writing nasty stuff on Facebook. The Bible tells us to be thankful in all circumstances. Just 1 Thessalonians 5:18. Check it out yourself. I'm not going to read scripture to you. And an American has a long history of demonstrating a conformity to this verse. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, we certainly are thankful in all things. Thankful to have a home to go to. Thankful to have a warm place to stay. Thankful that there are ways and means for us to find. You know, this thing that there's absolutely, you know, for homeless people, there's absolutely no place for them to go. There's no place for them to get food. No, that's not true. That is not true. In very, very rare and few circumstances, do they not have a place to go for Thanksgiving or what have you? Some of them need. And I don't mean this in a negative way, but it's just true. Some of them have mental health needs, and they really won't step up because they're afraid the government's going to lock them up, or somebody's going to lock them up. And maybe that's your job. Maybe you know where these people are. A couple of these people are. You need to reach out to them. Show them the love of God. If you don't believe in God, just show them the love of humanity or whatever it is you believe in. As we celebrate Thanksgiving this year, again, think about what you have. Look around to what you have. Because, frankly, the poorest people in this country are richer than most of the well-off people, if you would, in some other countries. They're happy if they have a cardboard box to sleep in other countries, which is the norm for them on a regular basis. Now, I wish you all a happy Thanksgiving. I wish you all have someplace, someone to go to, somewhere to turn. Right? And if you don't think, I'm not going to do that. Got to get the evil thing on me going, If you don't think that our founding fathers, right, didn't want God in the equation at all, anywhere, you need to go look at the proclamations from these different states. John Hancock, in 1792, issued a proclamation. John Hancock, right? Whereas it is indispensable duty of all men to acknowledge Almighty God as the fountain of mercies and the giver of every good gift. How do you say that he was just a deist? That most of our founding fathers, you know, look, go out and look at these places. Look at these atheist places that say our founding fathers were not godly men. They didn't believe in God. And the ones that did, it wasn't quite a relationship like we like to say it is. He goes on in the proclamation to say that I do earnestly recommend the penitent confessions of our sins, amendment of our hearts and lives, and humble supplication to God for his further aid, protection, and blessing. I mean, can you imagine if the ACLU was around back then? can you imagine what would, you know what? I don't know. Maybe we truly would have been a stronger Christian country if they were around then. Maybe if the founding fathers actually saw where people's hearts were on this stuff. Right? One of the comments goes on to say, and the other states of the Union, with sound wisdom and understanding, the fear of God and love of their country. Not the love of their country and the fear of God, but funny how they put the fear of God first. And to love their country, and single aim to preserve and promote the liberty, prosperity, and happiness of the people. Right? And then at the end, you ready to throw up? Well, you're going to have to wait till the next segment. I'm Joe Mastino, your host. You're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Hey, tell your friends, loved ones, maybe sitting around cooking, having a few beers, waiting for the game to come on. Take a listen. I got a lot to offer. I'm going to go through a few more proclamations in the next segment. I'm Joe Mastino. You're listening to USA Radio Networks, or to The Real Side on USA Radio Networks.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight. And nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, If you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. You're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Is it true you're getting a divorce as soon as your husband recovers his eyesight?
We are back, and you're listening to The Real Side, not the right side, not the wrong side, but The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me. I appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and just being part of the conversation. Please be part of the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. If you're with family, with the family enjoying the holiday, then don't call. What are you doing listening to me? You should be listening to family. Although I don't mind you listening to me, but I'd rather you be with family. Seriously. So anyway, I do so much appreciate the time you're spending with me. This is Turkey Week. Everything's about turkey. No. It's about Thanksgiving. Oh, tea week, right? Turkey and Thanksgiving. Yes, for some of you who don't know how to spell, Thanksgiving starts with T. Yeah, there you go. All right. So I really, send me an email if you have any comments, requests, joe@therealside.com. I always take requests for topics and guests and that kind of thing. Also, I've got a button that I've been giving out. And the button's called, the button has on it, it's okay to say Merry Christmas. And the reason I do that is I heard from so many people years ago. I've been doing it for a few years now, and I've heard from so many people how the person behind the counter always beats them to the punch by saying Happy Holidays, and they say Merry Christmas. And even I found myself the other day, for the first time in a long time, somebody wished me a happy holiday, and I said, you too. And I usually don't do that. I've actually conditioned myself over the years. When somebody says happy holidays or have a good holiday, I'll say, hey, you have a good Christmas. And if they don't, you know, if it's not something they celebrate, then tell me. I'll change it. If they're Jewish and they're friends or they're people I've known for a while, I always say to them, hey, look, have a great Hanukkah or happy Hanukkah. Someday, I guess I'll learn the proper greetings in some of these areas. But I don't think there should be anything wrong with that. You remember, this is not a shopping holiday. This wasn't created. This was one of the holidays that wasn't created by Hallmark or the Retail Association or any of that. This holiday has been around. This day of observance has been around forever. And then truly with Thanksgiving, when you look at the proclamations across this country, the 1700s, 1800s, and so on, every one of them had references to God in them. And you can go look them up for yourself. They're libraries at Congress. They're all over the place. But you got to do a little of your own homework, too. You know what I'm saying? So Massachusetts Governor John Hancock, on October 25th, 1792, he issued a proclamation about Thanksgiving Day. And as I read you in the last segment, I'm not going to go read into the whole thing again, he gives God a lot of praise and a lot of glory throughout the whole proclamation. Now, I'm surprised the ACLU didn't send him a letter. You know what I'm saying? But he also goes on in the proclamation close to the end to say he would be pleased to overrule the commotions and confusion that are in the earth to the speedy downfall of tyranny and oppression, so that the kingdom of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ may be established in peace and righteousness among all the nations on earth, not just among America. He said in a proclamation, all, right? All the nations of the earth. And this is John Hancock. Was he not one of our founding fathers? Because I only ask that because I keep hearing about how our founding fathers weren't quote unquote, please pardon the term for those of you who understand what I'm saying. They weren't into religion. They weren't into a single God. They weren't into any of this stuff. At least that's what I've always heard. Have you not always heard that? And again, when I started looking back, I went past fairly recent history to see what the matter of fact. Let's. I haven't seen this one yet, so this will be an eye opener for both of us. So FDR, he wrote his in 1944, and giving thanks. Now, here's your progress. I mean, he and John F. Kennedy, are they not the idols? Hey, maybe not John F. Kennedy so much anymore. Progressive Democrats? Hey, look, I'm not a Democrat, so I don't know. If I'm wrong, send me an email. Now, his proclamation in 1944, looks like it was signed on November 2nd in 1944, he said, in this year of liberation, which has seen so many millions freed from tyrannical rule, it is fitting that we give thanks with special fervor. It's fitting to give thanks with special fervor to our Heavenly Father. Now, I don't know about you guys, but when I look up Heavenly Father, it's all about God at that point. FDR, this is not that nut job Ronald Reagan. This is one of the Dems' Lord and Saviors, if you would, right? With special fervor to our Heavenly Father for the mercies we have received individually and as a nation for the blessings He has restored through the victories of our arms and those of our allies to His children and in our lands. My God, this Thanksgiving doesn't seem like it's all about secularism or mankind, does it? So he goes on to say that for the harvest that has sustained us and in its fullness brought succor to other peoples, and it doesn't mean what you think it means, for the bounty of our soil, which has produced the sinews of war, for the protection of our liberties, and for the multitude of private blessings known only in our hearts, we should give united thanks. Oh, come on, that can't be right. United thanks to God. To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to... No, that can't be right either. I would have thought the ACLU would have had all this stricken by now, don't you? Witness to the gratitude to Almighty God. I suggest a national... Oh, no, this can't... All right, I want to know who forged this. To the end that we may bear more earnest witness to our gratitude to the Almighty God, I suggest a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. A nationwide, he's asked the President of these United States. Obviously, at that time, the biggest god to the Democratic Party does not understand the separation of church and state. How could you be president of the United States and not understand that? I don't get it. By suggesting a nationwide reading of the Holy Scripture during the period from Thanksgiving Day to Christmas. Let every man of every creed go his own version of Scriptures for the renewed and strengthened contact with those eternal truths and majestic principles. How do you do that? If these guys are trying to keep a separation of church and state, they didn't get it. They don't know how to do it. He goes on in the resolution to say, I call upon the people of the United States to observe it by bending every effort to hasten the day of final victory and by offering to God our devout gratitude for his goodness to us and to our fellow man. Right? By order of the President, Franklin Delano Roosevelt. That can't be right. That's going to be, come on. I mean, based on what I've been taught over the years, this can't be right. Or I should say, what I've read, not so much what I've been taught. Who's another Democrat? Now, let's go back. Let's go pick on a founding father. What do you think about that? Right. So now the Continental Congress can't go back to the Continental Congress because you know what they do is they write me emails. I said, you're so stupid. You don't even know the Continental Congress and not doing nice days. Come on, really? And then we did John Hancock, right? How about George Washington? Because, you know, George Washington couldn't have been a Christian either, right? I've actually read that. That Georgie didn't, you know, the God thing was even questionable for him. But they're politicians. They were probably lying in all these things, don't you think? Whereas it's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God. These are the first two lines. Right? The first two lines. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey his will, to be grateful for his benefits, and humbly to implore his protection and favor. Whereas both the House of Congress... I'm sorry, we're both the houses of Congress have their joint committee requested me. So these is both the houses went to the president and said, we want you to do this. They want him to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and single favors of Almighty God. Especially by affording them an opportunity to peaceably establish a form of government for their safety and happiness. Wow. He's attributing that to God. And then he says, and then he goes on to say, think about what he's saying here. It's by the blessing of God that he's given us the authority, the ability to start a government so that we can live peaceably with each other. Wow. So great. You got to read some of these proclamations, and then all that other crap will be washed out of your head because you'll know the truth. And he signs it, give it into my hand, the city of New York, third day of October, in the year of our Lord. Oh, man, we can't have that. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. God bless America. I mean that, really. Be back in a bit.